A lot of us, we know about Easter. We celebrate the wonder of the cross, how Jesus willingly went to the cross because he knew that we were separated from God. And as sin takes life, he gave his life, became sinless so that we could become the righteousness of God. The Bible says that when he shed his blood on the cross, he paid the price for our forgiveness and our redemption so that we could be reconnected to God again when our sins are forgiven. We celebrate that, the wonder of his sacrifice and the wonder of his love that he went to the cross deliberately that we could be forgiven and reconciled to the Father. And often we also speak about the wonder and the beauty of Easter Sunday, that it is a day where when Jesus Christ looked, it all looked over. It all looked finished. Easter is about victory, that Jesus rose again, that death could not hold him down, and that all who believe in him are in Christ. He is the first fruit, will rise again on that day. And death is no longer our enemy because of Jesus. But what a lot of reason I got the passage read tonight, what a lot of people don't realize is between the cross and between the resurrection victory, there is a place called the tomb. And five times in Matthew 28, the tomb is mentioned. That on Good Friday, after Jesus was crucified, they took down his torn and his broken body, and Joseph of Arimathea came forth, and they placed him in a tomb. And Jesus Christ spent 3 days entombed. And they sealed that tomb with a big stone, and it looked humanly impossible to get out of that tomb. And the passage I read today, that we read first, about the man who was tormented by demons, cutting himself, he was living in the tombs. And Easter reminds us, even though Jesus got the victory, he had a season where he was entombed. He was in a tomb. And people today, their lives can be entombed. Entombed by disappointment. Entombed by addiction. Entombed by despair. Entombed by immorality. Entombed by hopelessness. You live in a place where entombed. And it looks as though that in a tomb, everything is dark. It's a place, I once went to Jenolan Caves and I couldn't even see my hand. A tomb is like that. It's a place of terrifying darkness. It's a place where it is dark. It is a place where it looks like there is no hope for the future. It looks like there is a place where you cannot get out. Jesus Christ burst forth from that tomb. But when you are in a tomb, when your life is in it, entombed, maybe you could have a situation when your marriage feels like it's in a tomb, shut in without any hope, darkness all around, depression, you just feel in a tomb, darkness all around you. When you are in a tomb, like this man who was crying out, tormented, demon-possessed. He was chained in that place. The Bible says that in his tomb he was crying out. In his tomb he was crying out because in a tomb there's often a place of private tears. You are crying because life is not supposed to be like this. You know at some level you're not living the way God intended you to be. You're not living the sort of life that God wants to give his children because, Lord, there's some power working against you. You are not thriving. Your life is captured by some power and you're crying. I want to celebrate. This man in this tomb was crying. But one of the things that was good about his tears, he wasn't just crying in his beds, he was crying out to God. And when you are crying out to God, I want to tell you, when you start to, in your misery, in your captivity, in your brokenness, in your tomb, you start to cry out to God. When that man was crying out, even though it was only one person, Jesus crossed a lake. He went right over the sea for one person because he hears the cries of the brokenhearted. He hears the cries. And I want to tell you, he left heaven because he heard the cries of humanity, which was entombed by death, darkness. So I want to tell you, if you're in a tomb tonight, you're crying. God brought you here because he heard your cry. God has brought you here to hear your cry. I always say a tomb is also a place of testing. It's testing. We like to speak about the cross and the victory of the resurrection. But even Jesus spent 3 days between the two. And the Bible says your faith will be tested. It's a place of darkness. And it's a place of testing. It's a place where you may question things, whether God is really with you. But I want to tell you, in Jesus' tomb, God was in that tomb with him. And wherever you are now, God, he said he is with you. He will never forsake you if you're a believer. He, even though he's with you in your time of testing, he is with you. In your tomb, he is with you. In your darkness, he is with you. In your despair, he is with you. I also want to tell you, tombs, there is a kingdom of light and there is a kingdom of darkness. Tombs are often a place of darkness and demonic torment. This man who I read about, he was not only chained, there was a power working against his life. He was in a tomb and he was chained and he was crying out because there was an unclean spirit. In fact, there was a legion of demons working against his life. And the demonic realm is real. They are real today. And some people's problems, they're not human problems. The Bible says we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And some people are addicted, not because you love alcohol, but because there's a spirit of addiction working in your life. There is a demon addiction. That's why some people, they get freed from alcohol, and they go to drugs, and they go to something else. They go to sex, because it's not the thing, but it's the spirit of the thing. It's an addiction spirit that is working against your life. And it leads you into a tomb. It leads you into a tomb. Some people have got sexual problems, and the reason is it's demonic problems. This man was crying out. He was cutting himself. He was living in the tombs, and there were unclean spirits. There was a legion of demons in there with him. So, tombs, place of tears. They're a place of testing. They're a place of torment where the devil often torments us. But I want to tell you something that is the best news in the world. And some people here, I didn't know that we're going to do that play here today, but you're in places where you just know God is at work. And I saw that play and I saw the chains. And the Holy Spirit said, there are people in this meeting tonight who are bound, not living a life of freedom and liberty, not in that broad place, that abundant life of peace and joy that Jesus came to give you. And the reason is the enemy has entombed you in a place of darkness, place of torment. But I know some of you have been crying out to God. And the one thing the Easter messages teaches us, when you're crying out to God, God not only heard this man's cry and Jesus Christ crossed the river and came for him in response to the cry, but I want to tell you, Jesus Christ is the one who burst forth from the tomb when everything looked over. And if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, your tomb is always temporary. Your tomb, your testing is always temporary. Some people don't want to believe it. They just want to do religion. But if you believe in the power of God today, he will set you free and he will get you out of that tomb. He doesn't want to just make you in. He wants to do work with you here tonight. He wants to set you free. He wants to bring liberty and deliverance. And he wants to change you. And not only does he want to turn your tomb, make it temporary. But I tell you what happened to this man. At the end, he said, go home. He said, Jesus, I want to come with you. You've changed my life. You've done something. You've freed me from this torment. My life has totally changed, is what Jesus does. You've turned my beauty to my ashes to beauty, my mourning to joy. You've set me free. The demons are gone. The darkness is over. The torment is gone. There is a new day that's come forth in my life. And it says, when he got into the boat, the man who had demon possessed came to him and said, I want to go with you, Jesus. However, Jesus did not permit him. He said, go home to your friends and tell them all the great things the Lord has done for you and how he's had compassion on you. And what happened with this man who was tested, who was tormented in a place of darkness, entombed? Jesus not only set him free and turned that tomb into a temporary place, but this is what he wants to do for you today. He turned his tomb into a testimony. Let me go and tell what the Lord has done for me. Your tomb, he wants to tell it in a story where you say, I was in this place. I went to this doctor. I went to this clinic. I went to this AA meeting. Nothing worked. But then I came to Jesus Christ and he set me free. He did a work in my life that now I no longer needed. I was depressed. I was in despair. My marriage was heading for divorce. There was no hope. Everything was closing and it was dark. But Jesus, I put my trust in him and everything has changed. Everything has changed. I want to tell you about the one who rose from the grave. I want to tell you about the one who death could not hold on. I want to tell you about the one who burst forth from the tomb. He's the one who came to Lazarus in the tomb and said, Lazarus, that's no place for my people. Come forth. And Lazarus came forth. And when he came forth from the tomb, Lazarus was still wrapped in grave clothes. You know what the grave clothes are? Jesus is victorious over death, but the things associated with death, depressions, addictions, unclean thoughts. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, take off the grave clothes. Because Jesus said, I come to make you free, and free indeed. So he wants to bring liberty here tonight. I know there are people here. You know you're in darkness. Holy Spirit is never wrong. Depression, despair. And some of you even know there's a spiritual power behind your condition. The world doesn't speak about it, but there's a spiritual power. You sense it. You've tried everything. You're in that place where you think, I don't know how to get out. Life. Some people, you've actually accepted that place. Jesus says, I don't want you to accept it. You know what Jesus Christ did at the cross? This is what it says. He not only forgave our sins at the cross, but Matthew 27 says this. And Jesus cried his last breath on the cross with a loud voice, yielded his spirit and said, it is finished. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Earthquakes and rocks were split. And the tombs were opened. When you come, how are you going to get free? How are you going to get out of that place? How is your life going to change from that place of darkness? I want to tell you, it was at the cross. Jesus not only shed his blood, but he won the victory. He won the victory at the cross. The grave was opened. The tomb was opened. And when you come to Jesus at the cross and you say, forgive me, wash me clean of my sin, you're doing something that is often unrealized. It is so powerful because the moment somebody does that, they're forgiven. They get reconciled to God. And the Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to all those who believe in him. And you are connected to the source of his power. So I know some of you being crying out. I know some of you are bound in chain. I know the devil has been working against you, sending spirits to imprison your life. I know you're in a place, some of us are in a place of darkness. But I want to tell you, There's some of you here. You're going to cry out to God tonight. Jesus is going to hear your cry, just like he came for that man. He loves you just as much as he loved that man in the tombs. He loves you just like that, just as much as he loved the man that he set free. He loves you so much that he shed his blood on a cross, that he was lifted up, and he would have been lifted up for you alone. So tonight, I'm going to pray for people here tonight. God is going to change your life. Through Jesus Christ, God is going to deliver you from that darkness. God is going to break that torment. I believe there's something God wants to do in families here tonight. Some whole families are in torment. God wants to set the whole family free, wants to work in. For today was a family day. Isn't he a wonderful Jesus? He opened the prison doors. And he comes for one reason tonight, for liberty.